landmarks around here, some of the well-known places tourists come to see.
Landmarks?
Yeah.
Well, the Alamo.
Yeah.
Is that what you talking
about?
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Okay, the Alamo, the Hemisphere. Hemisphere Tower, some of the... Hey, don't say that.
What was
it,
you named
after
Alamo?
Oh, the Alamo. You know what Alamo is, down on Alamo
Street? Yeah.
They come to see that because that's one of the things that some people have never seen before.
Uh-huh.
And then they go over to the Hemisphere Tower to see the Hemisphere Tower because they've never been way up high because they don't see too many tall buildings like that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is they come to see how San Antonio is really built.
Yeah. What about parks? What all kind of parks?
And they come to Breckenridge Park because Breckenridge Park is about, I wouldn't say the largest park in San Antonio, but that's the only park that I know that people will go to more often because it's, everything mostly happens at Breckenridge Park.
Uh-huh.
And then they come to the zoo.
Uh-huh.
Mostly the only people and, you know.
Do you know any other names for Breckenridge Park?
Anything else besides Breckenridge Park?
Yeah.
No, it's Breckenridge Park.
Okay.
And the Breckenridge Zoo.
What else is there? Any other parks?
Yeah, they got Comanche Park. They got...
What park?
Comanche Park.
Where's that?
Comanche Park is way out there toward... That's when you gotta have a ride going way out there toward W.W. White Road.
Uh-huh.
And they got Amos Park, which people can't go to Amos Park right now because they're running an expressway through here. Going to Amos Street. You know Amos Street at, don't you?
Uh-uh.
It's over there by my... You know where that church at over there on Ralph Bailey's Church?
Uh-uh. Which church now?
Ralph Bailey's Church. You see
it? Oh, yeah.
Right that street, going right there. They going straight up, going across the red light, going across McCullough. They going the expressway all the way through.
Oh.
Going across the stadium.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A lot of people come, and, you know, they really tearing up right now the parks. They tore the whole park up on them.
Uh-huh.
Because they run an expressway through there. And they got another park called Lake View. Yeah, Lake View Park. Lake View.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's what I could. Do any of these parks have other names? Other than just, you know, the name of the park?
No.
Okay. If you were, flying home from New York, where would your plane land?
Flying home from New York?
Yeah.
On the airport?
Okay. What's the name of the airport, do you know?
Might be Kennedy Airport, I'm not sure.
Okay, that'd be in New York, but what's the airport here?
Oh, the airport here?
Yeah.
I know what airport is, but I don't know the name of it, but I never ride the plane because I don't want to get on one.
Yeah.
It's right over there, but I don't know the name of it.
Okay. What would you call it if you were just talking to somebody about it?
I call it the Northside Airport.
Okay. If you were driving in from say Houston, what highway or what road would you come in on?
Coming from Houston?
Yeah.
Well, I would probably take the Seguin Road and I think it's I-10 or something like that.
What?
Not I-10, Highway 90.
What's the difference between I-8 on one of them and then just Highway on the other one? What's the difference there?
What's the difference from I-10 or something like that?
Yeah. What's the difference between I-8 and Highway?
Highway? Well, I guess that's a different interstate. That's a different intersection between the highway.
With what?
Different sections between the highways.
Oh, I see, okay.
But when we was coming in last night, I think it was Highway 90. We came in and then we hit some kind of road. Then we hit Randolph Road.
Yeah.
And then we came on in.
Uh-huh, okay.
Next thing I know.
Okay.